Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. We've got a great show for you this half hour because we got Connie Sutucci back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Connie is a great friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, senior VP and general manager of Business Accounting Solutions at Sage North America, and a great friend of small business. Connie Sutucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. As usual, thanks for
good. It's always a pleasure to have you back, Connie. So next week is Small Business Week. The SBA has chosen next week to celebrate Small Business Week. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is also doing that. And it's Small Business Week is celebrated around the country different weeks. You know, Chambers of Commerce in different parts of the country will choose a week, another week, to have their local Small Business Week. But the official national one is next week, and you're going to be there, aren't you?
We absolutely are. We think it's a privilege that we can be there. It's actually great timing for us because
you're going to be part of the SBA's program, yeah?
Yep, absolutely. We're going to be co-sponsoring the National Small Business Week next week in Washington, actually part of a participating in the luncheon that honors the Small Business Person of the Year winners across the states.
So here's how this works. If you haven't heard me talk about it before, because I've done this for years and years, for actually 14 years now, and is that local communities, typically chambers, will often be the origin of this. They'll nominate some business owner to be their champion small business for the area. That name and their credentials will be sent to the state SBA office, and then the regional office. And then they'll choose regional winners, and then from those regional winners, they'll choose three or four, or sometimes more, three or four top winners who will come to the Small Business Week, during which the winner will be chosen and will be recognized. All of them will be recognized, but then there will be one small business owner will be the winner. And for years and years, Connie, I interviewed them on my show the day that they were selected.
Right. Yeah. And it's a great thing to do because I think we all know that small businesses represent the backbone of the economy. And I think it's just wonderful when they can get this kind of exposure and this opportunity.
Right. No question about it. And my hat's off to the SBA for doing it a year. And it's just a great experience for those folks. I mean, you should, if you get a chance, folks, you can go back on my archive and listen to some of those interviews that I've done, Connie. The people are so genuine. They're just regular Americans, to the earth, Main Street small businesses, and they're so humble. They can't believe what's happening to them. They're almost like they're starstruck. So fun to hear them talk about it. You're gonna get a kick out of all that next week.
Absolutely, we're looking forward to it. We've participated before, and it's just a very rewarding opportunity.
Yeah, it is. And so folks, in your area for next year, if your chamber or whoever is kind of in charge of Main Street marketing, the Main Street economy, think about this and start developing your own Small Business Week and your own selecting your own winner and find out how that works. You can talk to the SBA about that, the SBDCs, Small Business Development Centers, the SCORE operations. Local SCORE folks, they can help you with that too, Connie. There are a lot of different ways of getting recognized like this.
Yes, and there are a lot of different categories out for the awards.
Yes, that's
well.
Right. Yep, they do. They're veterans. They're the Phoenix winners, which are people who've sort of risen from the ashes of poverty. There are women business owners who are recognized, and a bunch of others. Contractors, also government contractors, are recognized, Connie.
Right.
So, of course, you guys are doing all your work through the SBA, the U.S. Small Business Administration.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And we, you know, in the past, we've worked with the SBA, we've worked with SCORE, with the FC. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a way, because we serve small businesses, as you know, it's a way that we can reach out in the community and help these startups get up and running, provide them with the tools that they need to do that. So we love these opportunities when we can kind of pay back to the community and participate in these events.
Absolutely. And so, folks, and if you ever get a chance to attend one of these, you'll get a kick out of it, folks. If you ever get a chance to go to an SBA Small Business Week, you'll meet a lot of folks like you and see how excited America's entrepreneurs are to be entrepreneurs. It's 20 till the hour. We're going to be right back and talk some more about small business with Connie Sertucci. She's with Sage North America. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Right or wrong. History is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.